This is a Sports Radio 740 podcast on sportsradio740.com. Sports Radio 740.
Welcome back in, everybody. Glad you're with us. We just talked about it, and he's joining us here on our Dreamland Barbecue guest hotline. One of the speakers tonight at the Montgomery Quarterback Club, former Auburn basketball coach, Sonny Smith. Hey, Sonny, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys today?
We're doing good, but Sonny, we are full of questions right now about this Auburn basketball team. There's a lot of questions, people being held out. There's a couple of injuries. How do you figure, as a coach, you keep those distractions from creeping into your program?
It's very difficult, fellas. It's a very difficult thing, not knowing who you're going to have from one day to the next. They have gone through this with injuries in the past, and had to make adjustments, and they've come out pretty good. It did not look that way when they played their first exhibition game, but I think with a couple of days' practice, realizing what they got to do to get a little bit better, they have talent. There's no question they have talent. There's no question they have depth. They're not a big basketball team unless Austin Wiley is playing, but other than that, the only thing they got to correct is their minds. If they mentally get into it and play with confidence, they can be a solid basketball team.
Yeah, I think so. And you're right. I think it's maybe not so much the physical part of it, the mental part of it, getting their minds straight, ready to go, and just clear all the clutter, as they say. How do you think basketball, really in the SEC, is going to stack up? You know, every year it's always everybody, it's Kentucky and everybody else. Are we going to go down that path again this year?
I don't think so. Now, I think Kentucky's going to be great, but I think this is going to be a year that the league is more going to be more balanced than it's been in the past. I think everybody's going to have a shot to beat you, especially at home. You know, I think it's one of those deals where so many returning players, pretty good recruiting years by everybody, and a lot of transfers coming in to bolster the situation. I think you're going to see a more balanced league this year. Now, what that means is you might not see the records that you might have otherwise when it's tilted towards the top with all the real good teams, you know, one or two good teams. But I think we've got three or four teams that are probably a little bit better than the others. But I think from there on down, I think it's a real balanced league. And I think we're going to see some real good basketball this year, more so than in the past, I think.
It's interesting, talking here with Sonny Smith, who began as a head coach back in 1976. It's interesting because the game seems to have changed. You know, you used to have the center, strong, power forward, small forward, shooting guard, point guard, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now it almost seems as though the game, Sonny, is evolving into kind of a positionless sort of dribble drive kind of league. Do you see that, and do you like that?
Oh yeah, it has. It has turned into it's turned into a player first, coach second type of thing. What I mean by that is, it's a player's game now. Coach mm-hmm. coaches situations and motivation, and players make plays. And it's now a dribble, drive, and kick, and shoot the three, and it's a same-size league. You know, one thing that's good about that, fellas, is it's easier to recruit. It's harder to go out there and just look for a center in itself or a power forward when nobody likes to face the basket. Nobody likes to play with their back to the basket, and everybody wants to face the basket. So it's much easier to recruit guys. The only thing that's missing from the game of basketball now is post-up players. You don't find many people that want to do that. Now what happens is you post guards, you post wings, and every once in a while you center. But you're playing with five on the perimeter, four on the perimeter, with one guy setting a lot of screens from the inside. It's a total different game, played different, and a different mindset and a different coaching type of aspect.
Sonny, we've asked coaches recently about, you know, how do you get more interest in the game and more excitement? Obviously, winning brings that on a consistent level. But one thing that I've kind of scratched my head about. And I know we love the TV exposure and having every game on TV, but some of these tip times, particularly on a weeknight, 8 o'clock, 8:30 on a Tuesday, you're trying to get fans to come to Auburn or Tuscaloosa or Starkville, wherever. Is the trade-off worth it?
Well, it is if you're filling the building anyhow. Like what Bruce Pearl is doing here, he's getting people to come regardless. You know, that's a plus. But in the past, if you played those games as late as you do, people from Georgia, there's an hour's time change. So they had to go home, and they're getting home at 12, 1 o'clock at night and having to go to work the next morning. Montgomery, 100 miles away in their mind, you know, it isn't really that far, but you got a long way to drive when you leave that game at 10, 11 o'clock and then go to work the next day. And to Birmingham, it's that much worse. So I thought Auburn got hurt by that being close to the state line. In a lot of ways, they got hurt. But now that you've got a smaller arena, and you got people coming in here, and you got the students involved, it's a little bit better for them. But really, when it's all said and done, this is hurting the game of basketball because people are just not going to come to 9 o'clock games. And we had 9 o'clock games last year at Auburn.
Yes, yes. Sonny Smith with us. The sport of college basketball has taken a hit recently. Auburn has been affected as well because of the proliferation of agents and runners and the overarching influence by shoe companies. What's the answer to all of that? Is there something simple that we can use to kind of get back, you know, to the purity of college basketball, if that ever was a thing, Sonny?
I think it's already started, fellas, to be honest with you. The day that the FBI got involved in this type of thing, FBI is a win all the time situation, if you know what I mean. They're not going to lose when they get after something. And they're not going to give in. When they got after college basketball, as they appear to have done, you're going to have to... Teams are going to have to play it closer to the vest. They're going to have to watch their P's and Q's, and they're going to have to do things correctly. And not to say that they didn't before, but it took the NCAA a long time to catch up with somebody that might be doing these type of things, if you understand what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. It doesn't take the FBI any time at all. They'll set somebody up to set somebody up. And, you know, that doesn't sound good, but that's what they do. And it's the FBI is going to be very difficult to deal with if they totally get involved into collegiate sports. I don't know that they will, but their involvement right now has put the fear into a lot of people.
Good or bad?
Well, I thought the game was going along pretty well the way that it was. I don't know. I don't know. It depends on a lot. We'd have to talk a lot deeper into this than just saying, is it good or bad to me? I like the way things are going, but I don't like to be looking over my shoulder at the FBI when you're passing by a kid on the street and you say hello to him and they say that's a contact. Mm-hmm. You know, the FBI could say that. The NCAA would overlook that. I'm not talking about talking to the kid about your school. I'm talking about just bumping into him, say hello, and go right on if I'm making any sense.
Yes,
the FBI could look at a speck and make a mountain out of it, and the NCAA did not do that.
Boy, interesting stuff from an old friend, longtime college basketball coach. Enjoy his work right here on Sports Radio 740 with Basketball with Rod Bramlett on the Auburn Sports Network. Sonny Smith will be in Montgomery tonight with the Montgomery Quarterback Club with Wimp Sanderson. Sonny, as always, it's good to hear your voice.
Well, it's good to hear your voice. A long time between TV games for us, huh?
That's exactly
way back,
right? A lot of miles, you and me. I enjoyed it.
And we enjoyed every bit of it.
Yeah, always, always, Sonny. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you for having me on, fellas. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Tonight at the Montgomery Quarterback Club, Sonny Smith. Boy, that's going to be great tonight.
Yeah. You can go to mgmqbackclub.org to find out more. Yes, Sonny and I used to do a Sun Belt Conference Game of the Week on TV and an SEC Game of the Week on TV. We spent a lot of time in cars in the middle of nowhere, and you can learn a lot from Sonny Smith driving around in the middle of rural Mississippi in the middle of the night.